office visits are the same between the two?
Yes.
What was the question?
If office visits are the same.
Oh, yeah.
Online visits still the same?
Yes.
So all the things that we're trying to get hospitals and everybody's trying to get people to do.
Right.
Which is not go to the emergency room unless you need to, not...
I need to amend my answer. The office visit is a slight change. I need to put my glasses on at my advanced age. $30 for a primary care visit.
Okay.
And it's $30 for a specialist under your current plan.
Okay.
If you went to option two, it'd be $30 for a primary care visit, $50 for a specialist visit. It's a five there, not a three, guys.
So what's a specialist considered?
Specialist would be if you went to the ear, nose, and throat guy, if you went to a cardiologist, if you...
Anyone the doctor would refer you to.
Right. Anybody other than really your primary care physician.
So a chiropractor would be included in their cost, too?
A chiropractor would be. Mm-hmm.
In the 50 or the 30?
And again, just for the record, these options are just things that Cox threw out. If you like a piece and want to throw out another one, so if you wanted to keep your doctor's visit the same but then make some of the other changes, you do have the ability to do that if you so choose. I'd have to get it re-quoted, but...
Looks like the prescription's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Did you put your glasses on before you read?
I did. I've got them. I'm keeping them on.
You got yours out too, Commissioner Weaves.
I got my contacts in.
Yeah.
He's not quite as old as I am.
I didn't realize he wore contacts until I saw him put glasses on. I thought, you need glasses on the outside here?
Not to throw you on the spot, man. As far as the increases, how many times do people go to the emergency room?
Doctors would rather have a lot of the tests taken to verify, to make sure that there's nothing severely wrong or happening. What I was told when I, a few years ago, I had my chest was hurting and I thought it might have been something to do with my heart. And they said, you can't just visit the opponent. Your normal doctor will not be able to see you because of a heart-related incident, and you have to go directly to the emergency.
Sir, I'd like to ask a question. Do you know if they can do the, if you went to the emergency room, and for many things now, immediately they'll do the COVID test on you? Do you know if they can do that in the emergency room then?
I believe so.
Okay. This is my concern, like right now, in the time that we are, is I don't believe they do that at the urgent care. I believe they'd send you to the emergency room.
Or, I mean, there's several different testing sites. Some of them take several days to get back. Some of them are rapid tests. Some, you know, it depends on the prevalence. But absolutely, they can test you for COVID in the hospital, which the emergency room is part of that complex. I do have some statistics here within the renewal. Last year, at least from September 1st to August 31st of last year, we had 85 ER visits, 71 urgent care visits, 1,504 office visits, 3 visits to the Walmart or quick care centers that they've got in some of the Walmarts, and then 26 telemedicine visits, which is up from 13 the prior year.
On the 3 quick care, what does that fall under?
that is, there's an actual benefit for it. I think it's just a regular office visit to OPEC.
I'm going to play ignorant here. When you said Walmart, visits to Walmart?
There are in some, not around here, but where there's literally a clinic within a Walmart.
Okay.
They're kind of getting into the medical business a little bit.
Okay, didn't realize.
One of those are Walmart, and I was actually just there yesterday, and I believe it has currently closed.
It's closed?
It closed.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my point is if we, looking at those numbers, if we were to pay for those, if the county were to pay for those at the increases, you're looking at $6,025. At 80, if I'm right, there's a $50 increase in the ER copay.
Well, the average cost, which happens to be on this thing, so okay, don't confuse what the employee pays for an ER visit with.
I'm just talking about copay, because that's what we're looking at, the increase between renewal and option two,
gotcha.
Right? Unless I'm missing something. I mean, so current renewal, the copay is $200 at the ER.
Correct.
Option two is $250 at the ER. We had 85 ER visits. 85 times 50 is $4,250.
Gotcha.
71 urgent care visits at a $25 increase is $1,775. Office visits stay the same. The three quick care, don't know what that falls under. 26 telemedicine, that's cheaper than any of them. And that doesn't change either.
The only amendment to that is the office visits. Some of those are specialist visits, so it would be a little
and
bit more
than
that.
We don't know what that number is.
I don't have that number.
Okay. Well, between the urgent care and emergency room, it's $6,025. So it'd be cheaper for the county to pay for those visits than to pay the overall increase by $44,000.
The increase is not specific to the ER. In other words, there are other changes. But, you know, the deductible's gone up, so on and so forth. So I don't know that you can equate the entire increase to the ER. But I understand what you're saying. And, yes, there are people that have clients of mine that basically, you know, maybe they'll buy an insurance policy that just covers catastrophic, and then they'll drop down and cover, you know, a gap. They'll get into the insurance business a little bit. And you can do that. There is an administrative piece and some HIPAA concerns and some other things, because somebody's got to get that bill and reimburse the employee and verify that. And so there's a layer of complexity there, but it can be done.
And I understand what you're saying is the $500 deductible difference also needs to be factored in. How many people hit their $500? I mean, how many people hit that deductible?
Where is that? There is on the members met in-network deductible 77. Excuse me, I was looking at the out-of-pocket. There is 50 people on the $1,500 deductible plan in 2019 that hit the deductible, 12 on the $1,000 deductible plan, and that's mostly because we've got far more people on the $1,500 deductible plan. In 2020, the number was 27 that hit the deductible on the $1,500 deductible plan, 11 on the $1,000 deductible plan.
That's 19,000. So you're looking at $25,000 versus $50,000. Using last year's number, 2020 numbers.
Right. There's obviously going to be some variability in that. The numbers, if the actuary were here talking to you, would say that those numbers are probably deflated by COVID to a certain degree. People aren't going getting their knees replaced. People aren't going
in. That's when they're going to charge us the extra.
That's right. That's your COVID. Yeah. Like I figured that had to come back up again.
And all of those visits that they go to, that'll be considered a specialist each time I'm asking this. So if you have your knee replaced, you're going to a specialist there on it. So when you go back for the appointments, and if you see his, because usually I've dealt with this with my mother, you see him a couple of times. So then if you have to continue, you see doctor under him. Mm-hmm. So would they be considered a specialist, that other person?
If you go to an orthopede and you go, anybody but your primary care physician would be under the specialist copay.
Okay.
And right now there is no differentiation in that. Whereas the option that you're looking at, it's $50 instead of $30.
Mm. Correct. All I was trying to figure out if there's a way to, if the county were to pick up the difference, it'd save the county money, it looks like.
Using last year's numbers, that's the only caveat I would give you, is you've got a pretty small sample size there. So,
how would the county pick up the difference?
I don't know. I don't know if it's we put more on, like I said, it's $205 per, $50,000 is roughly $205 per employee. So do you, I don't know, I'm just part of the discussion trying to figure out ways to.
I know. On a private sector, I tried to do that to keep employees on, pick up a certain card and they wouldn't let me.
Technically, if you do that, we're supposed to let Cox Health Plans know because it impacts utilization underneath the plan. What you're talking about, candidly, if you're picking up part of a copay, probably wouldn't. What typically happens is you have a third party administrator that goes in and you know, in that scenario, let's say that the county would say, hey, we're buying a $7,000 deductible on everybody and that's it, and then we're gonna use a third party administrator to administer doctor's visits and specialist copays and that kind of stuff. That's typically the way you see that done. I don't know if it would be cost effective with what you're talking about here, where you're just picking up $50 of a copay or whatever. But certainly we can look into that if you're so inclined.
Well, yeah, I was just looking from the standpoint of if we're able to save the county money, employees not lose anything. Mm-hmm. If it was a win-win, then if there's it may not be worth the hassle to try and save $25,000 on the $60-some-odd million overall. I mean, so I understand that. I just know, I had David get me some numbers. Insurance now, and I understand as the employee changes, $652,000 more than it was 10 years ago. So I'm just trying to figure out how in the next 10 years it's not going to be another $652,000 more.
Unless something changes in Washington, I don't see that.
You mean like letting competing insurance companies?
If they go to the one payer, you sure won't.
Right, yeah. We can just, Medicare for all, right?
No.
Yeah, then your taxes will go up.
You're not supposed to think about that side of it.
Then they determine what you could have done.
Everything's free when somebody else is paying for it.
Well, that's exactly right.
Free college, free healthcare.
Definitely want to throw those in.
I don't, the 5% I'm happy with. Again, I was just trying to figure out a way to.
I mean, I think it's a worthy exercise. I just, the only thing I caution you on is using 1 year as your sample size that's a pretty narrow calculation.
But if this fits my narrative, why not?
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Either way, I think it was a profitable week in going back.
Mm-hmm. You still good with the original motion?
Pardon?
Are you still good with your original motion? I don't have a problem. I just want to make sure that we're all the current
to accept the 5%.
Yeah, the current renewal of 5%. I'm fine with that. Okay.
I'm open for more discussion, Commissioner Schofield. Anybody that
I think
we've discussed it pretty well.
I'm good with the 5% increase.
Okay.